Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024, of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting, besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Rentec, jou betroubare en kundige solaarvernoot vir al jou boerdery se unieke sonkragoplossings. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en jy is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor biodiversiteit en die belangrikheid om sekere gebiede weer vry te stel aan wild en woude. Maar soos ouder gewoonte, kyk ons eers na die landbou in die hooftrekke. Suid-Afrika sal binnenkort tafeldruiwe na Suid-Korea begin uitvoer nadat die uitvoerprotokol verlede maand gefinaliseer is. Die ooreenkoms volg op meer as 20 jaar se onderhandelinge oor voedselveiligheid en fitosanitêre vereistes. Die Suid-Afrikaanse tafeldruifbedryf sê die eerste verskepings word vir die 2026-27 seisoen verwag sodra administratiewe prosesse afgehandel is. Die Departement van Landbou sê produsente en uitvoerders moet nou registreer en aan streng produksie- en plaagbeheermaatreëls voldoen voordat uitvoere kan begin. Suid-Afrikaanse pluimveebedryf is nou onder die wêreldse doeltreffendste produsente en het die Verenigde State in belangrike prestasieaanwysers verbygesteek. Dit is volgens die Bureau vir Voedsel en Landboubeleid se 2025 mededingendheidsverslag. Die sektor het die beste voeromsetverhouding en vinnigste produksiesiklus onder groot produsente behaal, ondanks droogte, stygende voerpryse, beerdkrag en volgriepuitbrekings. Bedryfsleiers sê groter uitvoerondersteuning en inentingsprogramme sal noodsaaklik wees om groei en mededingendheid te behou. Ons gesels vandag met die wetenskapsleier by Credit Nature, Simon Morgan. Hy is 'n paneellid by die komende Green Economy Beraad wat later hierdie maand aangebied word. Simon, kan jy vir ons meer agtergrond gee oor jou rol by Credit Nature en wat die organisasie se doelwitte is?
I am the science lead and head of international projects at Credit Nature. Our goal is to see half of the planet rewilded by 2050, quite an ambitious goal, but we feel like we've got the right tools and mechanisms to get us there.
Wat doen julle om dit te bereik?
We essentially are assisting landowners with the restoration of their landscapes and providing them with the metrics to be able to quantify and measure those improvements of their landscapes. We do this using a framework that we've developed called the Ecosystem Condition Index, which essentially allows us to measure on a point-by-point improvement of an area. If you think of a starting point, could be a field that you're looking to recover and rewild and restore. It could be a degraded landscape from heavy grazing or something like that. And essentially, we're looking at the condition of that system.
Hoe help julle boere en grondeienaars in hierdie proses en wat is die rol van die korporatiewe wêreld ook?
So we assist with the measurements and the recording and the verification as well as the certification. So our Ecosystem Condition Index is certified by a third party, by Accounting for Nature. We fall under the Accounting for Nature standard, and that certification allows us to essentially deliver those point improvements in the condition of the system as nature credits. And those nature credits could then be available for sale. And we are working closely with corporates thinking about how they can purchase those credits and use them for their reporting. And so in many parts of the world, if you look at the EU, for example, there's corporate social responsibilities and reporting on nature. So what are your impacts, but also importantly, what are your dependencies on nature? Starting to give some sense of what are you doing about that.
Hoe belangrik is Afrika vir die toekoms van 'n hoë integriteit biodiversiteitskredietmark?
if you look globally, where is biodiversity? Where is it sitting? Where does it remain? Where is it in good condition? Where do we still have opportunity to kind of protect, as well as in what scales of restoration can we look at? And Africa, you know, sits squarely in the middle of all of that. And there's huge opportunity for the development of projects. And so I think we're well positioned to be able to roll out at scale both the restoration and the protection of nature.
En dit was die wetenskapleier by Credit Nature, Simon Morgan. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Rentec. www.rentec.co.za vir jou kraggemoedsrus deur geakkrediteerde sonkragspesialiste.